Western producer, Federal Agriculture Minister Lawrence McAuley said February 27 he couldn't move the interest-free portion of the advance payment program back up to $350,000. However, he did suggest farmers talk to the finance minister about it. Speaking to delegates at the Canadian Federation of Agriculture annual meeting, the minister referenced the app while talking about available programs. He said farmers had been through a lot in the last few years with pandemic supply chain issues, global unrest and extreme weather. We have programs that will assist, like the advance payment program, he said, adding farmers can access up to $1 million. He said the interest-free portion had risen from $100,000 to $250,000 to $350,000 last year. That helps. I used that when I was a farmer myself, he said. However, Ontario Federation of Agriculture delegate Ethan Wallace noted that the $350,000 no longer applied. It is currently back to $100,000. Can you or your government commit to putting that limit back to the $350,000? He asked. McAuley replied, perhaps the government can. I can't. He said he would push for that every chance he gets. Bloc Québécois agriculture critic Yves Perron said he didn't know the $100,000 limit was back in place. It has to be $350,000, he said during his speech. It has to be kept at that level. Conservative agriculture critic John Barlow said he also didn't know until farm organizations began contacting him. He said he wouldn't bet the farm on the decision being reversed. Meanwhile, delegates also raised Bill C-234 and asked speakers if they support the amended version of the bill, which leaves farm buildings and greenhouses out of any possible carbon tax exemption. Perron said his party supports passing the amended version because at least grain drying will be covered. The Conservatives and NDP prefer the original bill. We intend to reject the Senate amendments to it, said NDP critic Alistair McGregor to applause. However, with the BQ support, the Liberal government can pass the amended bill whenever the matter comes to a vote. Contact Karen.Breer at producer.com.